At the Novus Media Day event, I'm speaking with Skip Hampton, and Skip is manager of product research. And Skip, we've got a chance to come out and visit Green Acres, your new research farm, and I know that a lot of work's going on here to get this thing ready to start doing that research. Just give me a little overview of the property and kinds of facility you're building.
Green Acres is a 15-acre facility in Montgomery County, Missouri. In the at the site, we'll have a multifunctional research facility for livestock, which can be poultry, swine, ruminants, equine, and we'll have room for all.
Well, and like your headquarters building, I know there's you've got a house here that you'll have an on-site manager living in, actually already is, but still going for sustainability as a theme and LEED certification, too.
That is correct. The home that we have here will be a LEED certified home. We're in the process of the certification for that home. As far as the rest of the site was developed as a sustainable site with low water use, low refuse generation. Anything that can be recycled will be recycled, and everything that can be reused will be reused.
So describe some of the buildings we have, especially that will be housing animals for research. I know you mentioned the various species, but can describe some of the unique design you're putting into some of that.
Well, we have basically a facility that is multi-rooms in the facility. Three of the rooms are curtain-sided rooms that can house poultry, swine, dairy, whatever might be in there. The sustainability part of that, what we have is for low energy use, we have the curtain sides on the facility. We have a rainwater collection system on that building unit. That water will be reused as washdown water for the facility, and in turn that water goes into a holding pit that will be used as irrigation water for the remaining acreage. We also have an area where we will do composting for any poultry litter that we might have here. Any of the litter will go into the compost bays, and we'll use part of that wastewater to optimize the conditions for the composting, and that will be we used again as bedding or for spreading on fields, whatever might be necessary at the time.
When it comes to energy, what are some of the options you're looking at in terms of renewable or alternative?
Right now, we're looking at wind turbines. We're looking at solar panels or some combination of the two. We've had some people out here looking at it and trying to come up with some plans on and some scenarios for the alternative energy.
Well, I understand you've acquired the farm, the property here, maybe just a year or so ago. When do you anticipate at least having the initial stage completed so that you can begin work?
The contractors are scheduled to be completed by the end of September, this September. Once we get the infrastructure in that building commissioned, the lighting, the heating, the fans, once we know everything is operational and functioning as it should, we'll begin to get animals in there. Our current plan is we have a small equine facility that's just about ready to go, so we anticipate having the capability to have horses in here in another week or so. We have a small area set up for some calves for a little trial that we want to get accomplished, so there should be animals out here very soon.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Skip Hampton. He's manager of product research for Novus International, and giving us an update or a report on how the Green Acres Research Farm, located near Montgomery City, Missouri, is going on. And so from out here in the field, in the sun, literally, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.